CNN is re-examining a recent report featuring a man described as a Syrian prisoner after a fact-checking group, VerifySci, claimed the man is actually a member of Syria's Air Force Intelligence, not a prisoner. In the original report, CNN's chief international correspondent Clarissa Ward and her crew, escorted by Syrian rebels, found the man hiding in a locked cell at a Syrian base in Damascus. The man identified himself as Adel Garbal and claimed he had been in solitary confinement for 3 months. CNN reported he appeared shocked when informed that Bashar Assad's regime had fallen. Ward called the moment one of the most extraordinary of her career. She stated, "I have been doing this job for nearly 20 years now, and that really was one of the most extraordinary moments that I have ever witnessed." However, the network has faced backlash following the fact-checking claims. VerifySci identified the man as Salama Mohammed Salama, a former first lieutenant in Syria's Air Force Intelligence. Locals reportedly confirmed his identity. The fact-checkers also pointed out that the man's behavior did not align with what would be expected from someone who had been imprisoned and tortured for months. They noted his well-groomed appearance and his lack of reaction to bright light. It raised questions about the authenticity of his claims. In response, CNN clarified that they made the report as events unfolded. CNN said it is now investigating whether the man provided a false identity to the reporter. The network says it will continue investigating the story and provide updates as more information becomes available.